Welcome into Right Side. You guys, it's Wednesday. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We're fully caffeinated and ready to go.
I'm feeling very professional today.
You know, you look professional, Allison.
I have a little Christmas party to go to after.
I mean, like, it's got little netting on your shirt with dots and...
Well, this is how professional I am. I've never worn this before, and I almost walked out of the house with the tag still on.
You know what I feel? I don't think I've ever felt more close to you than that, because I leave all the time with tags on, and I sometimes maybe embarrass my family because they're like, Mom, did you not bother with the tag? And I'm like, eh.
Details.
You know, I'm just trying to keep us alive.
It's kind of embarrassing.
You look great. Is that from Ann Taylor?
Yep. No. Mm. Who is this? This was like a friend's little, she had like a full boutique in the middle of her house. It was the weirdest thing.
I wish I were friends.
You might know her.
Who is it? Tell me off air.
Okay, I'll tell you off air.
Does she still have a boutique?
I don't think so.
Mm, that's disappointing.
I think now she does Botox. She's exactly who you need to know.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, I'm feeling very professional. I'm happy. Yesterday was kind of an off day. I don't know if y'all felt it, but I was tired. It was rainy. The sun came out today, and it's still 30 degrees, but at least it's sunny.
God, I hate the rainy days, the cold rainy
Same.
Days.
Same.
Suck.
It's depressing.
Just over and over, had a child go to school in West Virginia, and we had to get our little happy light while she was there because it gets so gray outside, and this is a very, she's a hoot, but...
What is a happy light?
Well, you can order it from Amazon. I actually learned about it from Emmy, who also had a happy light for when she was working and traveling. And it's for basically people in colder climates where it's cold and gray. And it looks like it's going to be a mirror with lights on it that like are like ants would use to use. And you just set it up and sit in front of it and it reflects your face for 15 or 20 minutes like it's sunlight. And it kind of resets your brain. And helps you to begin to feel better. But they're literally called happy lights.
So basically, we just need to act like we live in Alaska and order a light.
Mm-hmm.
Does it Charge actually it give you company. Vitamin D?
I don't know. I just know that Emmy had one, and I think she may have sent it to Wesley. I don't remember. But I just know that when Emmy found it, I was like, I didn't know these things existed, and now I've seen them more and more. Okay. They work.
Well, I'm going to have to look into the happy light.
I think we need a happy light for before the show. We'll just pop it up right here, get you one too, JP.
I got my happy light. Needs
one. You do have a happy light.
Look
but
at that.
It's a thing. People think this is, look it up.
But the light, that light kind of makes you angry. You don't like it, do you?
No, it's not that it made me angry. It was this one, the one that was beaming like crazy in the dark. That one drove me nuts. It looked like I was Kramer in that Seinfeld episode with the blaring TV. Kramer, what's going on in there? Yeah, no, that light's better. I don't mind that.
Did you get some rest last night?
Nah.
You're still not sleeping?
I'm a night owl, big time.
What, define that.
Like 1 to 2 a.m.
But you stay natural?
I'm just up, yeah. I mean, if I get on a regular routine, I'm good, but my typical, like my instinct is definitely night owl. I'm just up. Mm-hmm.
Do you go to bed and then you wake up and you get up and do things, or you don't even go to sleep until 1 or 2?
I don't even go to sleep till 1 or 2. I normally try to get in bed around 10:30, 11 at a decent time, but then I can't sleep and then I end up just listening to music and thinking about every single thing I can think about in the world.
Speaking of music. Y'all, okay, do y'all use Spotify?
Okay, I was going to talk about this. The Spotify rap today?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, mine came out today.
Did you get your age?
I was going to tell y'all exactly that.
Okay.
Yes.
What? I don't even know what you're talking
this
about.
This is funny. So we'll tell you. I don't want to steal your thunder. Well, JP.
So, you know, Spotify Wrapped. Do you know what that is?
No.
At the end of every year, Spotify gives you like your stats of your top artists, top songs, how many minutes you listen, your top podcast, everything. But then it also gives you a age for, you know, what genre of music or what time of music, you know, that you listen to. Dude, I'm tired of being an old soul. Can y'all tell me, take a guess at what my music age was?
Hold on a second. We need to define terms real quick.
Okay.
What does old,
so funny.
What age is old to you? Because I heard my son say, yeah, that guy was really old. And we all sat around. We were in a meeting, and he said he was like 45. And
he was
like, "Come on,
ancient.
Man!" So,
no.
What does old mean to you?
Like 65 is old, I would say.
Okay, all right.
Because I would have said 60 in the past. My dad is 62, and I feel like he's not old. I wouldn't classify him as old. So.
But in 3 years, spry. He will be?
Yeah, 3 years, he probably will be.
All right, I'm going to take a guess, and this is based off my son's music age. It was 69.
I'm going to guess 67.
Y'all were, it was 58.
He said that's old. I'm in my 50s.
You're so old,
JP.
No, no, no.
I'll take myself out.
For being 22, if my music age is 58.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's well, so you like 70s, 80s.
So who is your top?
My top artist, I'll pull him up. Number one, my top artist was the Deftones, which is a modern rock band, so not too old. The Weeknd was my second one.
Okay.
Okay, but here's where it gets old. Okay, Def Leppard, Metallica.
Sure.
Scorpions.
Okay. All right. That makes
sense. That was the bottom three.
Okay. That makes sense.
So
we had Spotify and then Chris decided we shouldn't pay for that. So now we just have Apple Music.
But you have to pay for Apple Music too.
I know, but this was back when he was Oh, I know why we got rid of Spotify, because they wouldn't allow somebody on their platform that was a conservative. Remember like 8 years ago, it was a whole thing. It was a kerfuffle.
Yeah, I think they've gotten away from that though, because I think them bringing on Joe Rogan was the first.
That was it.
Yeah,
they were like, "We're done."
It was a kerfuffle over Joe.
We're done with the woke.
Yeah.
Oh, they did do that.
And he took a principled stand, and then we just went and got music from somewhere else. Okay, Allison, what is your music age?
I want y'all to guess.
Okay,
I was young for sure.
37.
I'm gonna go like.
Am I right? Am I right?
33-ish.
Oh no! It's 25.
I was way younger.
21.
Wow.
What do you listen to?
Okay.
Shaboozy is
my
one of them.
My top artist.
Okay.
Shaboozy.
Oh my gosh.
Do I know you or do I know you?
Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Okay.
Big X the Plug.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know who that is.
That's hilarious.
Riley Green and Sam Barber.
Big X the Plug was your third. That's crazy.
How do I find out on Apple what my songs were?
Apple does one. Now, Apple did start doing one, but I think theirs is later than Spotify.
Oh, I know. I got to go to my playlist, and then it's the most played.
Well, yeah, I guess you could buy by way of manually doing it. I know Apple Music does one, though.
But like Spotify puts together this whole little thing, all your top songs and how many times you listen to the song and
how
many
hours
you listen.
Yeah. And that rotates through. Yeah, okay.
What does that mean? I guess I need to grow up.
Well, I don't even know.
That's like I grew up on old rock, I feel like. So that's why I feel like mine was such an old age, but I was like 58. I was like I don't know. That's
you
so
could have been 69. Connor.
That's nice.
Connor was David Allan Coe was his top, and then Hank Williams. I mean, he earned it.
Yeah.
But he was laughing about it. I'm like, 21.
Allison, that's a hoot. Okay, well, at halftime, we're going to have to look and see. And by halftime, I mean break time. You have to show me how to go in and figure that out. Because now I'm intrigued. I think I know the answer, but
I bet you're pretty.
Intrigued. I'm fun.
I bet you're a good mix. I bet you're very balanced.
I'm not sure.
Kind of like
I have no idea. I feel like Amy Beth never talks about her music taste.
Oh.
At least to me.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
How about that? Because you already know some of the music that I like, but it represents me half and half.
Very balanced.
What is y'all's favorite artist ever?
Oh, that's a lot. That's a great question.
I already know mine. It's pretty easy.
Oh, man.
Favorite artist ever?
Ever?
How do you define that? Something you could listen to over and over and over and
yeah, like favorite band slash artist.
Oh man, I like to
gun to your head. Who's your go-to favorite band slash artist?
Oh, I'm gonna have to think on that. Dang,
y'all are gonna be disappointed, and I'm not sure I mean it.
Okay, say it.
But I think I mean it. But they went so wrong. I would say like a Mumford and Sons or
Judas and the Lion.
Yeah. Something like that.
Imagine Dragons.
But then they went woke and kind of ruined it. It used to be U2, and now Bono's lost his mind.
He has lost his marbles.
He is so disappointing. So disappointing.
I would say anyway. Imagine Dragons. I'm splitting. Imagine Dragons and I like a lot of people. NF.
NF is good. Mm-hmm.
I like NF a lot.
What about you?
I like Eminem, but he like cusses so much, so I don't listen to him anymore.
Mine's definitely Pink Floyd. For sure.
Oh, look at you. Are
greatest
old.
Band ever, for sure. But Roger Waters is crazy, so.
Why is it that all the people that seem to do exceedingly well in that business are off
It's like Kanye.
Water?
It makes them creative.
Kanye is the greatest artist of my generation, I would say, and he's nuts. And I think Roger Waters was one of the greatest writers ever, and he's crazy. So that's it's part of the gig. That's what makes him so good.
Well, I wish we, anyway, I'm not going to go there, but that's a fun question. That's so interesting. So 21-year-old Allison, 58-year-old JP.
I did miss some of my childhood. I mean, maybe that's what it is. I'm just trying to relive some of the moments I didn't have.
Like Peter Pan?
Yeah. Trying to go back. Never Neverland. Never grew up.
I'm thinking of Judah and the Lion. Take It All Back.
Oh.
2.0.
I like
that. That's a good song. It's a really good song. Do you know that song? It's a great song.
Sing it, abs.
Mm-mm. Nope. I can't sing.
Take it off. You know
it's such a good song.
Do.
You know it.
But I love the Spotify Rap Day because I see what all my friends are listening to. And I'm scrolling through some and I was like, brother, what the heck is this? Like, are you okay?
Really?
I was like, are you okay? What is wrong with you? Like, why are you listening to this? All my friends, I feel like we each have completely different, like they would tell me my music playlist sucks. And I look at theirs and I'm like,
really?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm scrolling through and seeing all of them. It's all over the place.
I don't think it's fair to judge people's music.
You like what you like.
Can't help it. Love is love.
Nah, I can judge your people's music.
But that is a fun conversation, is what are you listening to? And how old does your AI music think you are? It's pretty great. Okay, so we have a great show today. We do not have...
Do we ever have a bad show?
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, we have an extra great show today because it's Wednesday. And do you guys know what Wednesdays mean? Not just What the Hell County Wednesday. We have plenty of those stories. We have hot flash news, guys.
And you haven't heard the new sound effect for it.
I haven't heard the new sound effect, but every day of the week, you're going to start noticing that we have a specific fun thing we're doing that day. And today is hot flash news. Alert, alert, alert. Don't miss it, along with a bunch of news.
Are we doing, we just for y'all, because we did start this show and we said we wanted to be solution-driven and positive, and we're going to put a fun spin on some really depressing news that's coming out. But we decided we were going to do a good news segment. Are
good,
we going to do
good
that
news take? Report. I made a sound effect for it.
You did?
So, yeah.
So glad.
When are we going to do that?
I think 3 o'clock is a good time.
Okay.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
Okay, then 4 o'clock hot flash.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. This is going to be a great day, you guys.
It's a good day.
I'm so
Sun
excited.
Is out. It's warming up. Daryl's back. He's alone, but he's back. So we'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Right Side Radio.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP talking music before we... After the next break, get into our miraculous montage. And I think there's some really good stuff there today. Like always, like every day, there's great
stuff. There's some stuff I am not really up on. So I'm looking forward to y'all educating me.
Well,
we can learn together.
There are some things that are very disturbing. But that's okay because we're here to interpret it for you, okay? Or with you, with you. All right, JP, what do we have on the text line about music?
Well, first, 833-687-4448. Text us in your Spotify Wrapped results. We got Jeff from Athens who says, well, first he said, hey, JP, I'm almost 67 and I resemble that comment. So, sorry, Jeff. He also said, Styx, REO, Kiss, Sabbath, Nazareth, Strip, or Stripper, or I don't know, Brother Kane, Cinderella, Alice Cooper, etc.
Ooh.
Alice Cooper's good. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Doesn't he eat bats, or is that Ozzy?
That was Ozzy.
Was it a real one?
I think it was.
I don't know. It was a whole thing when I was in high school.
Is rabies not a...
This is Ozzy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did live forever, so...
He lived
a
lot
of drugs.
Than,
Maybe the drugs, like, prevented him from getting rabies. I don't know.
Bordeaux from Harvest. Bordeaux's like my dad. He said the Allman Brothers, they invented a genre, Southern rock.
True. It's very true.
Yeah, my dad was a big Allman Brothers guy.
Anybody on there with Steve Miller Band?
No, we don't have any Steve Miller bands.
Really a big fan.
Yeah. All right. That's good stuff.
What's funny is that's what I listened to when I was in high school, but now I've grown up and I've regressed.
Right from Tony sent a YouTube link. What is this song? We Go Up, the Tweakus remix, out now. I don't know what this is. I'm not listening to it.
Sounds like my kind of music. It's that.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Who sings it?
Let me pull back up.
Says, are you scared to play it?
Yeah, I'm not playing for sure. LNYTNZ, We Go Up, the Tweakus remix.
I'm pretty sure that we shouldn't play that.
No, I don't know.
No, can we play it during the break? No, I'm curious.
Maybe we can play it during the break. We got, let's see, Cameron from Decatur says, Save It in the Giants, Mylon
Lefevre.
Petra, also like my dad.
Yep.
Randy Stonehill, Phil Keaggy, all the great contemporary Christian artists of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Recognize those.
Red from Tony assures me, he said, listen to it, it's clean. Yeah, we'll listen to it in the break.
There's a break. We'd like to stay on the air.
I don't know Red enough to trust him.
It's fine. Okay, here's a question.
I trust Red. With a name like Red.
Red with two D's, too.
Oh, you know what,
like
we haven't
Caleb
established?
What? Tiffy.
Nicknames for each other.
I think they have to come naturally.
I think they do, too, but just be on the lookout, guys.
Wait, nicknames for each other?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my nicknames, I guess, are AJP, but...
No, we need more than that. So, audience...
It always has to be a nickname you don't like.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You can't like it. And if you act like you like it, that's a way to cheat the system. You're like, oh, I love that. Then they got to change it.
My former life, I was Big Al.
Big Al.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I protested. Called her. And it was for something funny that you have to tell the story of.
I don't even remember it.
Well.
Wait, there's a reason I was called Big Al?
Yeah, remember he made that up? It was about... We're going to talk about it off the
air. Okay.
So we're looking for nicknames, by the way, but also you ask for our favorite group. But as I'm listening and going through in my brain, childhood songs or childhood singers, do you have somebody that right off the bat you're like, I was this person's fan? Like, it's going to be no surprise to anybody that I wanted to be Amy Grant.
Oh, I was about to say it.
I loved her. I thought she was the best.
Her hair. Curly hair.
So pretty.
I wanted curly hair.
Yeah.
But no black person made me think that. I just wanted it.
You just wanted curly hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
just like her.
I wanted straight hair. Nobody made me think that. I just liked it.
White people didn't hold you down and poke you with sticks and say, straighten it. Straighten it, lady.
No.
What kind of hair do you want, JP?
I like this. This is
best. All right. Look, when we come back, what do we have?
Demontage.
Demontage.
Demontage. Stand by for news. We'll be back.